football on off the ball.
The way they're going up, they're set up now with Mali in the middle over there as well. They're set up to just not concede, bring it back to Tala. They know how potent they are here.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
League of Ireland football
on off the ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Stephen, congratulations, you're back to the next in through to the next round of the cup. Good performance, a good win in the derby. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, delighted with the players. You know, they've had such an intense schedule. Six games now in 18 days. 120 minutes in Estonia. Back on the bus to Waterford, then Besiktas, Sligo, back out to Besiktas, out to, you know, to travel out to Istanbul, and then get back on Friday and then play today. So it's been a real punishing schedule, and we've got five of our better players injured at the moment, so it was a real test of our squad, and I thought it showed tremendous guts and real determination to get through this fatigue. And a brilliant win.
Does that show of character probably even please you more than the football that you showed on the pitch?
Yeah, we didn't want that. We knew when we were out in Turkey on a Thursday night after the run that we had to play Shells, a big game for us now today, 2 days later, was a big ask for us. So to come through and win 2-0 and deserve to win, thoroughly deserve to win, I think speaks volumes to the players and their efforts and the determination.
Probably reflective of that crazy journey that you've had. It was Shells that probably started the better, but you weathered that storm quite well.
Yeah, first 8 minutes, obviously, they hit the crossbar early on, and that was, from our point of view, we've got to look at that. But I think we dominated the first half then, I felt. But we didn't create loads of clear-cut chances, but we had all the possession. And yeah, so just a great goal from Mason Melia, like a really brilliant goal. He gets clobbered, he's fouled, he gets up, the referee plays a great advantage. Simon Power picks it up and there's five defenders, one against five, and he lays it back to Mason, who finds a way of manoeuvring the ball in a tight space and finishing into the far corner. So great goal.
Oh, it was just outrageous, wasn't that touch and finish, the way he glides his way through. Like, we all know his calibre and where what he may go in the future, but to see it in the flesh there, just an outrageous piece of skill.
Well, it's great to see, and you know, we got two great goals last week. Obviously we couldn't start him then on Thursday because obviously the importance of today as well, and we played just under a half on Thursday and we needed to do that to keep him right for today.
That was the nice goal at perfect timing just before half time. The second one was nice to get the second just after half time also.
Yeah, Jake Mulroney won the ball back really well and accelerated the park. The park got fouled and good delivery from Brandon Cavan and Jamie get on the end of it, and it's handball, and Chris Forrester slots the penalty away.
A lot of talk in the build-up about the importance of this game, important to your side, potential Europe again next year. Did you feel any of that bit of pressure, or how was your emotions coming into this game?
No, I think every game has sort of been important to win for us the last couple of weeks. Obviously, we went to Waterford and won. We needed to win that game. We needed to win in Sligo. We needed to win this game. So it's tough games coming up. Two away games, contrast, and then you sort of we go to Drogheda on Friday and Brandywell, and the Brandywell the following Friday. So two tough away games now. I think Drogheda had a brilliant win in the Brandywell and deserve credit for that. It was a terrific win. So we know we'll get a tough game on Friday.
There's something special, though, about St Pat's in the Cup. You'll be hoping that journey continues?
Well, I think we're in the quarterfinals. We'll see what the draw brings. You know, sometimes, we'll see what the draw brings and focus on the next game then. And you're only in the quarter. Even though you beat the league champions and you win, you're still only in the quarterfinals, so it's a brilliant. The cup is really special, you know, really special, and you know, it's something that everyone wants. You know,
it certainly sent home the home supporters very happy as well.
Well, you know, thankfully.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.
Joey, defeat in the cup. Your thoughts on full time?
Yeah, listen, really disappointed. Top performance, 3 miles off it. To be honest, thought we started okay. Probably the better team. Really had a couple of chances at the start of the game. Probably should score. Well, definitely should score. But then, yeah, I think as the game went on, first half definitely. We lost a little bit of control of the possession. We didn't build the game enough for me. And they obviously got a bit of momentum here still. I think restricted them from shots from outside the box, really. And Yeah, conceded. Excuse me, a poor goal. Just before half time. Got in, thought second half, I've just changed it a little bit. Again here, it's giving away a poor penalty, like wide set play, not defending the first cross, going and attacking it. Obviously then, it's 2-0, it's a hard job to turn around, especially here. But again, thought we had chances, got back into the game, didn't take our chances.
Yeah, not taking the chances in that first maybe 10 minutes or so proved pivotal.
Yeah, definitely, I think still at even 2-0 on the break there, Meepo had a chance, Dickie had a chance, so even then we are still in the game. But yeah, overall, yeah, bitterly disappointed with our performance. Was talking about in the dressing room before the game about using the hoard from Tuesday night to really have a crack off this and be motivated for it, and listen, disappointed with the outcome.
You dealt a blow as well, Conor Curran's back from injury, forced off after half an hour. What's his diagnosis?
Yeah, listen, he's obviously showing off, and obviously on the hamstring, he's trained obviously the last during the week, at the start of the week and whatnot, and yeah, felt it again, so yeah, disappointed for Conor and for us.
You didn't have Wesley Spiel on the bench. Was that a precaution or?
Yeah, no, listen, obviously we had a teed up that Conor was into play, so yeah, it was just playing Conor and obviously Larkin on the bench then, yeah.
So I suppose the thought very quickly comes to Thursday night, you know, another huge, huge game. We've seen that said a lot lately for your side, but this one is massive.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. But here, listen, as I said to the lads in there, if we perform like we did out here tonight, yeah, we won't be putting on a performance, we won't be getting a result. So listen, I have to take the learning out of this performance here tonight. And obviously then crack on tomorrow and yeah, get planning for Linfield.
It's a slightly different challenge as well, given that you've only played quite recently in the Champions League qualifiers.
Yeah, it's strange, I suppose, in that sense. Obviously in Europe, and you're playing teams, you probably know you played them once, you probably never seen them again. But here, look, there, I suppose from playing each other, you have a little feel of each other, you know the players now, you're a little bit more familiar with the players. They are obviously with us and we are with them. But here again, I don't really think it matters what happened in the first game. It's this game is fresh, new, and it's going to be a really tough gig. But yeah, one we're looking forward to.
Yeah, no doubt Talca Park will be buzzing again.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it will be. Yeah, it'll be absolutely rocking in there. As I said, but tonight here, you can look too far ahead on tours as well. It's that performance that we put out there tonight won't be a good one.
Thanks, Roy. Best of luck next
Thanks
week.
Thanks, you.
Brandon, Derby, a cup tie in the sun, and you've come the right side of it. A good day for yourself in St. Pat's.
Yeah, I think it was a fantastic game there today. Yeah, we're just happy to be on the right side of it.
It's been a pretty eventful couple of days. You were in Turkey, come back quite late as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, we came back Friday afternoon. You get a couple of days to recover, but all the boys were head focused after the game, and we were really looking forward to this game today.
Yeah, because it was such a, I suppose, a big high, isn't it? You're playing a team of that calibre, even you look at Ollie on the bench then as well. You know, big high to come down to it today and react as well. That speaks volumes of your side.
Yeah, well, listen, like them games like are going to happen in Europe. You know, like that's why you want to go and get forward, especially in the cup, because if you win it, you're in the Europa League. You know, so yeah, for us, this game was just as big as Thursday was.
How difficult was the start? They started quite aggressively, probably had a couple of opportunities.
Yeah, maybe we got away with the first couple, 5 minutes. They were really good picking up pockets. We kind of found it a little bit hard to deal with at the start, and then we really got the grips with it, and our press was really good from then. But maybe after the first 5-10 minutes, then we really got into it and started going.
Mason's goal just before half-time was crucial, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. The touch and the finish was absolutely amazing, yeah.
And then you got the second goal pretty quickly. You pinged in one from the right-hand side here.
Yeah, it was a good ball in the box, and Lenny gets his head to it. You could just see it hit the arm, but no, I didn't know how far away he was or if he was going to give it, but thankfully he did, and yeah, Chris was able to slot it away.
And you must be so pleased as well the way you kind of just, you know, wrapped up the game as well. They didn't really have many opportunities at the end there.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's what we were kind of focused on then. We didn't really have to go chasing anything. They had to come out and play, and yeah, we just kind of saw the game out.
So a lot of talk coming into this about this being your best opportunity potentially to get back in Europe. And was there pressure on you guys, or how did you manage that situation?
Oh, not really. Like for us, we'll go down and try fight the league. Of course, that's what we'll do, but like you just know it's a huge game, huge cup tie, derby day. So like everything built up for the game. There was nothing really, like no pressure towards winning that or anything like that. It was just more really looking forward to it.
And looking forward to Tuesday's draw as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, it's exciting just to look at that, and you know, a lot to play for this season yet for St. Pat's.
Yeah, exactly. We'd see who we get, but we'd be fully focused now next Friday, and we know we need to win that game.
Thanks very much, Brendan.
Brilliant, thank you.